Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were beside the sea, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Christ. Please be seated. So a little bit of vulnerability here this morning. Undergrad was hard for me, right? I don't talk a lot about my college years aside from camping ministry, and that's because there's a lot of pain that goes into it. See, I was a first-generation college student, meaning that I was the first one on either side of my family to attend college. Now, I was excited, and my family was cheering me on, but I was not ready for what I was about to experience. Now, many parts of it were great, right? For the first time in 13 years, I had a single bed and a single place to keep my stuff. Before that, I was going back and forth between two homes of divorced parents. Now, I didn't have anybody to really tell me realistically what college was going to be like. I just had, you know, those teen flicks telling you what college is like, and that wasn't reality. I had a hard time making friends, keeping to a schedule, and handling the workload on top of a job. It was all too much, and to cope with it, I made some bad choices to deal with the feelings of constant failure until I hit a breaking point during my first year when I almost gave up. Now, we've all been there, right? Where we get to a point where we have hit a wall, and it seems as though there is no possible way to get over it or through it. Whatever your choice is, we are drowning and crying out for help. We are looking for a reprieve from the constant barrage of awful news and negativity that we are faced with on a daily basis. And we are told, right? We are told that God never gives us more than we can handle, but then why? Why does it all just seem so damn heavy? And we echo the words of Jesus Christ from the cross, and we cry out, "Eloi, Eloi, my God, why have you forsaken me? Show me a sign, O God, that you have not left me, and that you are keeping your promise." The Israelites, having escaped from Egypt, too, were looking for a sign that they had not been led into the wilderness just to die. They were hungry, literally, but also hungry for a sign that God was still with them in their wanderings. Their prayers are answered, but not in the way that they were expecting. And now the crowd, having been fed by Jesus, were looking for some sort of sign as well, that Jesus was who he said he was, that he was this promised king, prophet, Messiah from God that would bring them their salvation. Now, in both situations, the people are asking for God to show them a sign that God is who God says God is. They are taking their troubles to God as we have been taught to do, but the problem lies in their expectations. When they ask for a sign, they have this preconceived idea of how God is going to respond or how they believe God should respond. We do the same thing. When we are in a hospital room and asking for healing, we sometimes expect to be able to walk out of the room the very next day. Or when we pray for an answer to our financial issues, we expect to somehow win the lottery, even though we don't play. Now, there's an ending to the story I was sharing. I didn't quit college. Otherwise, I wouldn't be where I am today. I made it the next 7 years after my first year of Luther to not only be the first in my family to get my bachelor's degree, but also the first to get my master's. I had prayed to God over and over that I might find that place where I fit in, where I was appreciated and seen. Now, I was looking for some sort of sign confirming that music education was the path that I was meant to be on, and I wouldn't take no for an answer. Now, after not receiving the exact sign I was looking for, I got a different one. A friend of mine asked if I wanted to help set up for an outdoor worship that they were doing through campus ministries at the end of the year. And then for the next 3 years at Luther, I was involved with setting up for each of the next Saturday night student-led worships. It's not what I was expecting, but it's what I needed. My friend Wesley offered up a reminder this week that Jesus is not some sort of magical vending machine. When we pray to God, we have to be open to the ways that those prayers are going to be answered, even when we don't like or expect the answer. We come to God hungry. We are hungry for God's justice, hungry and starved of love and compassion of those around us, or maybe we're just plain hungry. Sometimes we don't know what it is we hunger for, but there is something missing that is causing an aching within us. We know that there is something missing. Now, some of those things can be solved by amazing ministries and programs found throughout our communities. Feeding ministries like collecting food for food pantries feeds God's hungry children. Jesus doesn't ignore bodily hunger. When we look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right, it's like this triangle. We see that at the bottom, a person first needs to be fed before you can even start talking about that which is spiritual. And that, the spiritual, that is what I think we are so hungry for as a people. The food that does not end and opens us up to the ways in which God is feeding a hungry world. See, instead of some sort of magical vending machine, I would like to offer up that maybe, just maybe, Jesus is like an eternal feast. And not just this glorious feast that we get to when we are in heaven, but one that has already started and that you are already a part of. And it takes somebody like my friend at Luther to invite us in and tell us there is a place for you at the table. The feast has already begun, and you are being welcomed into it. We have already been welcomed to the table, and we experience a bit of this feast and the hospitality of Jesus Christ every time we have experienced the love of God in those around us. When we feel as though we have been kicked down, we can be quick to forget the times that God has been there for us. When hungry, the Israelite people are quick to forget all that God has done to bring them up out of Egypt. Those following Jesus, they are quick to forget the feast of bread and fish that we just read about last week. They ask for a sign as if they didn't already experience the glory of God the Father through Jesus Christ. But this feast, it continues. It has no ending, and the admission is already been paid, even when God seems far away. We are reminded through the moments where the kingdom of heaven has broken through in the comfort of a loved one in the hospital room, through caring strangers or a chance encounter, that God is never far off. In the atrocities of World War II, there were some who were hiding from the Nazis in a cellar in Cologne, Germany. There's not much known about who wrote it, and the story has been retold and twisted so many times that we don't know what is true behind the story anymore. But there were some words that were written on a wall by some Jewish refugees fearing for their lives. And it says, "I believe in the sun, even when it is not shining. I believe in love, even when it is not there. And I believe in God, even when he is silent." Even in the night, when we do not see the sun, we know that it is still there and that the darkness will end. Even when we find ourselves in places filled with hate, that does not mean that all love is gone. Even when we have a hard time recognizing God for ourselves, God is still for you. That is what it means as Christians to believe and hold firm to something. That is what it means to have faith in God. Just as we know the sun will rise again, because it has every single day and it will continue to do so, we know also that God will provide us with what we need, because God has done it before and God will do it again. When all seems lost, the love of God breaks through to carry you through to another day, now and always. Amen. Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.